Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking to Mike and Callie from the Membership Geeks about the emails you send once people actually buy from you, once they've joined your membership.
Now, before we dive into this amazing conversation, we've just put together something really cool for you, and it's free as well. It's cool and it's free. So you want to make more sales from your email marketing? Doesn't take a mind reader. That's why you're listening to this show. But you can't make sales if no one is clicking on the links in the emails that you send. That's why we've put together 12 really creative ways to get more clicks from every single email you send, from the next email you send, in fact, in a brand new download that we're calling Click Tricks. It's yours free as a listener to this podcast today. All you have to do is head over to emailmarketingheroes.com/tricks.
He's the only person on this episode who doesn't know about the video game that the rest of us are playing. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he has a new passion for reading locked room mysteries. It's psychological mind reader Kennedy.
So, Rob, we're playing Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, that's the original one. Right. And then some of the people who are more in the game than others are playing the new one, which is called Horizon Forbidden West. That's the game.
And have you started from the beginning?
It's for the PlayStation.
All right. Do you have to fire up Microsoft DOS to get it going?
Yeah, just boot up your MS-DOS and Command-Shift-Escape.
Horizon Zero Dawn. So is this locked room mystery thing, is that like an escape room for lazy people?
Yeah, you just sit on your bed and you read it and you go, ah, oh, got out in the end, that's good.
Good. So give me an example of...
It's basically escaping from your own duvet.
Give me an example of a locked room mystery.
So it's basically what a lot of, like, Jonathan Creek's all based on, that kind of thing. So it's something has happened inside of a room that could not possibly happen. So the one I've just read that got me into this genre is about a guy... These bunch of people keep getting found inside of their own homes, inside of a locked room with a syringe in their arm... And full of some kind of acid, and it's like, it's an impossible crime. And it's really, God. Really good. I wish I could remember the name of the guy who wrote it.
Retirement's like got you cleared. Early, hasn't it?
I've got my slippers on under here. I've got. Anyway, hello, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. We are a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who love giving course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing to be the email marketing hero of your business. That means you make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode every email marketing Wednesday.
Now, listen, I want you to take your email marketing Wednesday and, you know, shove it, you know where, because I'm fighting it, right, with a new thing I'm calling Psychological Sunday. Psychological beginning with an S. It has to be spelled that way. Psychological Sunday. Sorry, I've got it wrong again. It's Psychology Sundays. It's on Instagram, at Rob Ann Kennedy. I did it without...
It's really trending, isn't it? You're mixing up your hashtag. You don't know your hashtags from your elbow, do you?
Honestly, you've got to check it out. At Robin Kennedy on Instagram stories every Sunday. When I say that, at the time of recording this, I've done it once and I'm planning to do it every Sunday until I forget. And that's it. So Psychology Sundays, hashtag at Robin Kennedy on Instagram.
Anyway, because no one's going to go and do that, you may as well hit the subscribe button on your podcast player, because that's something you do want to do so you don't miss an episode of the show.
And we've got a sponsor, haven't we, mate?
We have. We've got a sponsor. So we thought we would tell you why so many people are switching to Keep for their email marketing automation. You see, we've been using Keep as our marketing platform of choice for more than 12 years each. And actually, we've got four accounts between us because it allows you to manage your contacts, build amazing email automations, and run the whole marketing and sales system of your business in one place. And with their new swanky user interface, it's super intuitive. I'm sponsoring this episode of the Email Marketing Show, and to get you going even faster, when you go and take a free trial through our special link, you'll also get our subscriber re-engagement campaign and our overcoming objections email campaign that we call the Interrogator, pre-installed and set up in your account, along with training on each of them to help you get going even faster. To do all of that, take a 14-day free trial over at emailmarketingheroes.com/keep today.
Now, Kennedy, we are, of course, joined by our pals Mike and and Callie, and I've got three things to tell you about them. One of them is true, two of them are made up, and your job is to guess which one is true. So, poker faces, Mike and Callie. In fact, no looking at the cameras because I don't trust them not to give it away. So here we go. Which of these things is true? Number one, Mike claims that his favourite Star Wars film is different to his actual Star Wars film. Two, Mike and Callie share a pair of slippers and often argue about whose turn it is to wear them. And three, Mike once performed magic in Las Vegas.
Oh, mate, these are excellent. So the good thing, man, I hope all three of them are true. I really do. Do they share a pair of slippers? Do they? I don't know. Maybe they don't share a pair of slippers. They might be really cool and trendy slippers, but I don't think it's that one. Did Mike perform some magic? You wouldn't make that up because you would think I would guess that was made up. I think Mike once performed magic in Las Vegas. Is that true, Mike?
That is true.
Yes!
Damn it! Fuck's sake.
I thought with, you know, obviously the whole stage stuff that you guys do, that you would have thought that was a made up one. I thought that was a bit of a red herring.
You were on stage with Penn and Teller, weren't you? I took a bit of the fact there.
It was one of those things. We were sitting quite close to the stage, and we'd been traveling for a couple of weeks. I was so badly dressed in creased novelty T-shirt, a creased shirt, and I was kind of like, oh, I hope I don't get pulled up on stage. And literally the first trick that they did, Teller comes down, hands me this kind of magic hat, and I'm like, oh, I've escaped. I'm not going to have to get up on stage in front of this whole room. And then 2 minutes later, I got dragged up and they did a whole bunny from a hat thing. And I was up there just looking like a complete plank for a while. But it was,
I mean, it's okay though. It's only one of the biggest theaters in Vegas. So, I mean, you know, there's only a couple of people there.
Exactly. It was only stalled out. So, you know.
Obviously, if anybody doesn't know you, your whole thing, your obsession, your passion, your love is growing a beard for Mike. But his second love is, I'm only jealous, is memberships and helping people to grow really awesome membership communities. One of the things I think a lot of people who have memberships obsess over is, what's the email marketing that I do to get more people into my membership? And they obsess over that. What do I do to get more people in? But actually, the fun doesn't stop when you get them in, right? The fun doesn't stop then, because then we've got this problem. And this is the thing we've sat and scratched our head and had many discussions, and I'm sure many discussions to come, about what do you send your members once you've brought them into your world? I mean, it's pretty important. Do you want to just talk about the importance of communicating with your members once they become members?
Yeah, you've really struck the nail on the head there. People think about memberships in the same way they think about other products, right? Where the sale is the end point. It's the finish line. It's not. It's the starting pistol. It's not enough to just get those members in. You need to keep them subscribed month after month, year after year. So it's not just about marketing to get people in. You need to market beyond the sale. And that's what people don't get. You need to be giving people a reason to stay subscribed, to make that next payment, to log in, to use what they're paying for. And the emails that you send are critical in doing that. Now, the problem or the challenge comes from the fact that there's so many different things that you'll often need to tell them about. There's lots of almost logistical emails. So you'll be sending reminders for live calls that you're doing. They'll be getting emails from you with receipts for their payment. So you're going to suddenly start taking up a lot of their inbox. And if you also throw in the mix lots of additional kind of prompts and reminders and almost, you know, the come and engage with us, come and do this thing, it's just going to get drowned out. So we have possibly the simplest no-brainer, or as close as a silver bullet as it comes. And it is ridiculously simple. And that's the weekly member digest email. Which I'm sure
that's been a lovely episode of the Email Marketing Show. Thanks for tuning in. No, but like, so it's a weekly digest.
Yeah, and usually, so with a membership, you'll want an onboarding sequence when somebody first joins. I know you've had people talk about that on the podcast before. So this is in addition to any onboarding that you have as well. And so the Members Digest is, it's essentially that marketing after the sale. It's the thing that's going to remind your members that you exist, because so often you know, membership owners or people joining memberships, they join, they're excited initially, they have a look around and things, and then life gets in the way, and maybe a week goes by and you haven't logged in, 2 weeks go by, you haven't logged in, and you can forget that it's there. You can forget that actually there's all this good stuff waiting for you. So this weekly digest kind of works to remind people that you exist. It brings people back to the site, gets them logging in, gets them excited again. And it enables you to kind of hit a few kind of buttons in one go. So it enables you to both kind of keep members up to date with any new existing content that you've just added. So what's happened, essentially. It allows you to signpost future value by letting them know what's going to happen. So what's happening in the follow-up week. And it also enables you to do things like highlight your community and also to kind of share wins and progress of your members as well. So you're acknowledging them, but you're also inspiring and motivating your other members too. So there's a whole range of things that you can do just in this one email. And even more importantly than that, you send it every week, same day, same time. You know, for us, it's a Saturday. And that creates a routine for your members, a ritual and a habit that they get into, so they know to expect this. And if there's no other time that they spend on your membership that week, they know that this is kind of the trigger for them to actually have a look at what's happening, have a look at what's going on.
What I like about this is, in a sort of skeptical way, is it allows people to realize the value of your membership even if they don't log in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because for the time that they do want to log in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It enables people to kind of keep up to date, even if they're not currently in a position where they're logging in and accessing your content. And we have people do that. They keep all of these emails and they'll go back to kind of one from 3 weeks ago because they know that that's when we mentioned this one particular piece of content that they want to look at, or this one post in the community that they want to look at.
Yeah. And the thing is, with most memberships, there's a lot going on, right? There's a lot of content. There's a lot happening in the community. There's a lot in the archives, a lot coming up. And so what you're doing with this digest is you're curating the stuff that you're saying to these members, okay, this is what you need to look at this week. And that includes handpicking out conversations that are happening in your community. Because otherwise, someone needs to take it upon themselves to log in, go to your forum, go to your Facebook group, scroll through and find the topics and the conversations they want to jump into. You are performing the role of a curator by handpicking some of the hottest conversations and the most interesting stuff. And of course, if you're segmenting your members, if you are using a system like Keep, the fantastic sponsors for today's episode, to tag people based on their interests, you can actually do some fancy stuff with the conditional content to actually direct your members to certain conversations based on what you know they're interested in, what you know they need. If you can help your members cut to the quick, get to what is going to help them the best as quickly as possible, that is a massive, massive service that you're providing to them, that convenience of knowing they're going to get that sort of shortcut in their inbox at the set day, same bat time, same bat channel, and they can create that ritual around it. There's been a few times that we've been traveling where the email, the Saturday email, has been sent later in the day. We get emails from people checking that we're okay, making sure everything's all right, because their routine as a membership owner is to brew a cup of coffee, to sit down with their laptop, with their phone, get the Saturday email and dive into what's happened in the last week. So the handful of times that we've missed that just because of time differences, that's actually like, that's caused not problems, but it's caused a bit of a pattern interrupt for people, which obviously shows you just how much of a ritual it becomes.
And it's actually a great way for kind of to stay connected with members ourselves and let them into our world a little bit too, as well, because I still write the members digest myself. And at the top, there's always kind of a paragraph or two about what we're doing, you know, how our week's been, what we're working on, whether it's past or future kind of things, letting them know if we're going to be away and stuff. And so that allows members to still stay a little bit connected with us as well, to know what's happening in our world. And we get a lot of replies to the emails too. Like, I invite members to reply, let me know what you're working on, let me know what you're doing and things, and we get a lot of replies to that, and that enables us to keep that connection and our relationship with our members as well. They know they're not just another number and we're not just faceless people in the membership as well.
Yeah, it basically means they're getting value outside of your membership.
It sounds like this is much more of a newsletter approach than what we traditionally refer to as our email newsletter, which is our short story-led emails and stuff. Like, this is sections. Yeah. And what's nice about it is, I remember, I mean, I was a dork at school. I used to like it if I got a mention in the school newsletter because I'd done some stupid thing. And, you know, everyone likes that. So I think as adults, we probably all have that. You know, we all want our businesses or our lives or whatever your membership is about to be given a bit of a highlight in that thing. So if this email is going out, is it only referring to the stuff that is live and happening now? In other words, the stuff that's just happened this week and the stuff that's happened next week? Or are you doing anything? Because obviously at the same time, you're going to have people going through your sort of roadmap and, like, you know, they're on their own journey through content. You talked about conditional content there, allowing you a bit of flexibility. How do you kind of marry in the fact that people are currently going through their own thing at the same time as needing to know what's coming up and happening right now?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, the tagging of people based on where they are in their journey and how that relates to the content. So if they're going through a roadmap, that means they're beginner level. So we're not going to distract them by sending them off to our growth mastermind or anything like that. But we kind of have this almost siloed in a lot of ways. There'll be other emails that they receive that are specific to things like the roadmap. So this isn't the be-all and end-all. It's not the only email they'll receive from us during a week. But this is kind of, we want this to be, if they only read one email from us, this is it, right? This tells them what they need to know. They will get additional emails, but we make it possible for people to actually tailor what other emails they get and also tailor whether they want to receive the digest. Again, this is the beauty of a tag-driven email CRM, like Keep, like ActiveCampaign, like Entreport, is we can give people that choice so that they don't have to be all or nothing in terms of, okay, I need to switch off all emails, or I need to stop getting all these reminders or these little nudges about the fact I haven't, you know, progressed in the roadmap for a while. The only option I've got is unsubscribe. And then that means they don't get anything. They're not getting any reminders of live calls. They're not getting the digest. They're not getting stuff related to payments and renewals. So being able to have that more granular approach to the emails that people receive means that we don't have to pile everything into that digest, right?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I'll tell you what, Mick, I'm just really thinking about that. So I love the fact that with it being at a weekend, I really like that because it allows you to straddle. That's a word that's not used enough on podcast. Allows you to straddle the 2 weeks. Allows you to say, this is what happened last week, in case you've been out of the loop for a bit. And also allows, as Callie said, to get them to look forward to future, pace them into, these are the dates for your diary when these things are going to be happening, or these are the live calls, or we're going to be releasing something next week, or can even, I guess, a future pace a bit further in advance as well. Like, we're working on this cool thing. Make sure you stick around. So, Callie, would you just take us through what the essential ingredients of this newsletter are? What would you say, I would abandon everything, or if I was just starting it from the beginning, so somebody could get going with their member digest, for want of a better term, what would be in that?
So I would say there's four essential sections that you want to have, which should be applicable to every membership essentially. So the kind of first, barring kind of an introduction from you kind of thing, would be
That's important. Let's not gloss over that. I love the idea. That's an introduction. You're talking about, we're off to this event and we're doing this and we've still got no electricity in the house. Like, we build that relationship, a personal relationship with you. So I think that's an important bit. I love that.
Yeah, and that's when you talk about kind of signposting that longer term stuff that's in the works, that's the perfect place to do that. You know, while we were working on the new version of our roadmap, a lot of the time that little intro, we're talking about what we did that week, but what we did that week was actually get our heads down and work on this new roadmap. Now, you're not going to list that in a, hey, coming up soon, here's a roadmap, here's a new big course that'll be available in 6 months. But you can talk about that in that introduction as well. So it's really good for that sort of signposting of future value.
Yeah, definitely. And then after that, we kind of focus on what's new. So what might they have missed in the past week? So typically that might be new content, might be recordings of Q&As, things like that. So kind of what might they have missed from the previous week? And actually, if you're not, some people worry about this because they don't do things every week. So they think, oh, well, I've not got anything for that section, but it doesn't have to be what's new. You can highlight a particular piece of content, something useful, a resource, anything in that section. It doesn't have to be something that could just come out.
Pardon? That could be something from the archives then, couldn't
it? Yeah, so we do that. Like, we don't do everything every week. So, for example, some weeks we might highlight, you know, let's say summer holidays are coming up, we might highlight, actually, if you're thinking about taking a break this summer, you're wondering how to handle your membership, watch our workshop on how to do just that. It's not new, but it's relevant to them right then.
Love it.
It doesn't have to be brand new content. After that, kind of actually pulling out some of those curated posts from your community, like Mike was talking about before. So actually pull out some posts that you think the majority of your members or different members will find interesting and get involved in. And then one of the most important sections for me is the wins section. So actually highlight members' progress, highlight members' wins. You know, you should have some way to collect those in your membership, and you want to actually shout out those members in this email. So, you know, you'll mention members in the community discussion part as well, but the wins is really where members get that really warm, fuzzy feeling of, oh, wow, they've mentioned me in this email. They've recognized me. They've kind of highlighted me to other members.
I think that member win thing has a bunch of psychologically stacked really interesting things just to pull out in case anybody's not sort of hooked onto them. One, yes, it has what Rob just said about the mention in the school newsletter. Oh, you got a little bit of kudos. That's great. But actually what it does for everybody else is it says when people get stuck in and they do the stuff, people have success in this. It's if they're having a bit, because we've got members who are having a tough time, or they've had a bit of a, because we all try stuff and it doesn't work. That happens in every area of life. So if they're in that situation, they go, well, it's not the system that's broken. I just need to keep going. Yeah. And if they see other people having success from that, then that's a really lovely, encouraging thing.
Yeah, it provides that context as well, because particularly in the online business space, the notion of bragging or having your back patted about success, a lot of people think that that's just for those guys who are doing 7 and 8 figures. They're doing massive, massive numbers. And, you know, we've all seen that sort of stuff, right? But what we do and what a lot of our members do is make sure that we're celebrating the small wins as much as the big ones, you know, because actually to some people, just getting over this little roadblock and being able to make progress, this thing that's been holding them up for months, that's worthy of celebration. So it contextualizes the notion of success for your members. It also kind of gives permission and gives that little nudge to those members who perhaps aren't quite as actively engaged, or perhaps, you know, thinking, okay, I did this great thing, but who cares? You know, it's not a big deal.
Like to actually go and share it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that gives you that pipeline, that flow where, you know, you're talking about how great your members are and the great things that your membership is doing for them, rather than just constantly, you know, talking about how great you are.
And it's a really interesting thing from these emails is a big part of them is about getting members back to your site, reminding them what's happening. But a large part of that is the community element as well, because we all know membership communities thrive on engagement and you want to get as many of your members engaged as possible. So having these different ways to get into the community each week really helps with that, because it reminds people all the time that it's there. They get to see the different kinds of discussions, the wins and things like that. And then when the time's right, it's already in their brain that, okay, I can go to the community and ask this. I can go to the community and share this win. And, you know, we have members who they're not, you know, they're what you would refer to as like passive members. They maybe read the forum, but they don't post and things like that. But then suddenly they'll come out of the woodwork and they'll share this awesome win that they've just launched their membership and they've got these results. And they actually preface it with, you know, I don't normally post here, but I always love reading these in the member email. So I needed to come and do this and share it so that, you know, and so it reminds them the community is there whenever they need it. And as a result of that, you get a lot more members actually coming to the community, posting their questions, posting their wins and things.
This is really cool. This is something that we've struggled with as the email marketing heroes. We've struggled with this bit about how do we keep this weekly/monthly thing. We've done it. We're doing it monthly right now is the equivalent of what you're talking about. I can tell you, because I write these, I'm definitely going to take them and make them weekly after this and give it a go with this formula. So I'm going to listen back to this recording and do it again. Really, really cool. All right. right, it's time for this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week. Okay, what have you got for us?
Right, this is a subject line of an email we sent out. Was it last week, Kelly?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And it's our subject line of the decade because it got us our very first real hater. Like, like we're actually quite happy about that because we've been doing this for a long, long time. And we're pretty innocuous. It's hard to hate us, right? But this person hates us now because of this subject line. And they spent several paragraphs explaining why they did hate us. So, yeah, it was an innocuous subject line, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
What is it?
The subject line was just, do you remember your first time? And it was about the first time you joined a membership and had a really great experience. But, yeah, this person took great offence to the subject line, sent a very long email
about... They thought
about
it was filth.
Yeah, that we were idiotic boomers who should fire whoever taught us marketing and all of this.
I'm going to tell them that we learned email marketing from you.
Yeah. You do it. I tell you now, if they don't like that kind of innuendo, they'll hate our flipping emails.
This was vitriolic stuff that this person sent. Just being called a boomer. I'm 38.
Like, only a few decades too young.
Yeah, just a few. I'm still technically a millennial, which I refuse to No, I'm not. No. But I'm definitely not a blooming boomer.
Wow, amazing.
Because obviously we use, you know, the fancy email CRMs and they show you social, like the social counseling stuff. Like this person is older than me.
Right.
Like, or she had a hard paper round because, but just call me a boomer. So that's my favorite subject line.
A, it's a great subject line. B, the fact that it polarized that dramatically is interesting. Well worth checking out the episode we did with Laura Belgray about turning haters into sales when you get those kind of replies from people.
We don't want that person.
That's this week's
subject line of the week.
This has been amazing. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us, if people want to find out more about growing their membership site, starting a membership site, tell us, where do we go? How do we find you? What's the best thing to do?
Best place to go, head over to membershipgeeks.com. We put a lot of free content resources out as well as our very own podcast. But the absolute best of what we do is inside membershipacademy.com. That's our membership about memberships because we're geeks. It wouldn't be geeky if it wasn't meta. So yeah, check out our free stuff, membershipgeeks.com. And our membership at membershipacademy.com.
Absolutely awesome. We've taken so much away from this. I know everybody else has as well. Thank you to you for listening as well to the whole show this week. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player. And we will speak to you next week.
Bye.
See ya.